Farmers in China are losing their land to development, but some farmers are losing more land than others. According to official statistics, 70% of landless Chinese farmers are women. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from the city of Hohhot in Inner Mongolia.
As it struggles to catch up with more developed cities, Hohhot's urban sprawl is swallowing up rural communities like Shaliangzi Village, where high-rise buildings sprout from the wheat fields. Most people in the village are surnamed Xu. When the village parceled out land to residents 10 years ago, it passed over farmer Xu Gailing. Xu is now 37 and unemployed.
The village officials said they weren't giving land to the village's daughters. They discriminated against daughters who were married off to other villages. They said that daughters who were married into other villages were like spilled water.
In rural China, women usually move into their husbands' villages when they marry. After that, the women's original villages regard them as outsiders or spilled water. Many villages refuse to allocate them state-owned housing and farmland. Women who stay in their home villages and marry men from outside also face discrimination. That's what happened to Xu Shuang'e, a tall and wiry 48-year-old. Both she and her husband are unemployed. The village didn't give her housing, so she scraped together enough to build her own simple home. Last year, Xu and 27 other women sued the Shaliangzi village government, alleging discrimination. Village and city officials declined to comment on the case. In June, a local court ruled in the women's favor and ordered the village to give them housing. Speaking in her parents' home, Xu says their victory was short-lived.
We received a phone call saying that the verdict could not be enforced on schedule. It was because the verdict had aroused the opposition of the other villagers. Our desire to survive suddenly evaporated.
Chinese farmers, both male and female, consider land their only guarantee of survival, and they're not about to share it with people they consider outsiders. But this traditional mindset conflicts with a growing awareness of gender equality and legal rights. Xu Shuang'e's sister, Xu Xiu'e, explains.
Even old people's ideas are changing. A few years ago, it wasn't this way. Boys and girls were considered different. But now, people's consciousness of this issue is stronger. They watch more TV, and they begin to understand.
Farmers are already an underclass in China. Women are an underclass within that underclass. A recent study by the All China Women's Federation found that more than a quarter of women surveyed were never given land. More than 45% had their land taken by local governments when they married. Li Ying is a lawyer with Women's Watch China, a nonprofit group that has helped the Hohhot women. She says that rural women need land to survive.
While most men are able to work in the cities as migrant laborers, women are left to plant most of the fields. They have fewer educational opportunities and are more likely to be illiterate. The land means more to them than to men.
The problem of landless women involves powerful clashes of social and economic interests. As a result, most Chinese courts have just refused to hear cases like the one in Hohhot. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Hohhot, Inner Mongolia.